Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you need help with a health challenge you or a loved one is dealing with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be speaking to Emily Threat about her book, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well by clicking on the Join the Team link, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and get your products at the wholesale price. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number, 844-236-6010. Emily Threat will be with us at the bottom of the hour, her book, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. We have been talking about dopamine and the area of the brain called the substantia nigra, the black substance, which gets its color from melanin, the same kind of stuff that's in your skin, the same kind of stuff that darkens when we have a nice healthy tan. In the brain, it's called neuromelanin. It comes as a surprise to some folks when they hear that there's melanin inside your body. I remember doing an autopsy when I was in pharmacy school. We got to do autopsies, and we did an autopsy on this old farmer who had died, and inside his body he had all these melanomas. Melanoma is a melanin issue. It's not a skin issue. Melanoma is a cancer of the melanocytes, the cells that make melanin, and as it turns out, you have melanocytes inside your body. This comes as a surprise to some folks that there are melanocytes inside your body, and there is a relationship between Parkinson's disease and melanoma. You're at higher risks for Parkinson's disease if you have melanoma. If you know anything about Parkinson's, you know that it's associated with a drop in the brain chemical dopamine. However, while dopamine gets all the press, there are researchers today who believe that melanin disruption may also be involved in the development of the symptoms of Parkinson's, which makes perfect sense if you understand that the black substance, or the substantia nigra, is the area of the brain that deteriorates when you have Parkinson's.
there's an important relationship between melanin and dopamine. Both come from the amino acid tyrosine. We've talked about that a lot. Tyrosine has been used as a nutritional treatment for treating Parkinson's disease. And while most medical attention for Parkinson's is on dopamine, a case can be made that melanin may be just as important. Melanin is super fascinating. Maybe the most fascinating molecule in the body. It's a bioelectrical conductor. It's an information processor, or at least it's similar to information processors because it's a semiconductor. It conducts electrical energies, electrical charges, the way an information processor, like a computer chip, conducts electrical charges. It functions as a biological semiconductor. And it's an energy transducer, meaning it changes energy from one form, that is photons or light, into another form, electrons. It changes photons into electrons. So light hits melanin in your skin. That melanin transduces the light energy into electricity, into electrons. According to a journal, an article in the journal Medical Hypothesis, April 2014, the melanin molecule may also be able to create molecular hydrogen. Molecular hydrogen, you may have heard of that because it's been in the news lately. Excuse me, molecular hydrogen can be used as a nutritional supplement. You can buy it on Amazon or anywhere on the internet. Molecular hydrogen is a very powerful antioxidant, and there are researchers who believe, according to this article in Medical Hypothesis, that melanin can split water, H2O, into hydrogen and oxygen and create molecular hydrogen. According to the article, the molecular hydrogen that's produced in this reaction may be instrumental in preventing the oxidative damage to the cells of the substantia nigra. So melanin, it's thought, may have a protective effect against Parkinson's disease, and that would explain the presence of neuromelanin in this area, which is located right in the middle of the brain. Substantia nigra is located in the middle, the lower part of the middle of the brain, the lower part of the midbrain, they say. And it's not just the substantia nigra that contains neuromelanin. In fact, what we call gray matter, which is the information processing areas of the brain that make up about 40% of the organ, the gray matter is gray. The gray color comes from melanin. In addition to acting as an energy transducer, melanin is also a very powerful chelator. It protects the brain and the skin, for that matter, from oxidizing metals like iron and copper, as well as heavy metals. And it's possible, it's thought, that melanomas, which occur in the brain, Jimmy Carter famously had melanoma of the brain, which he, at the age of 90, cured himself from. Isn't that amazing? Jimmy Carter was in his 90s. I think he was in like 92. He got brain cancer. He got melanoma of the brain, melanoma being likely the most deadly of all cancers. And this 92-year-old or 91-year-old, he was in his early 90s, gentleman, Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, he got melanoma of the brain and he cured himself. He doesn't have it anymore. And he's a fully functioning 96 or 97-year-old man now. In any case, melanomas, which occur in the brain and the nervous system, as well as the skin, are as much about toxicity and heavy metals as they are about solar radiation, about the sun. The average person, and the average physician, for that matter, and the average healthcare professional, thinks that melanomas are about the sun. They always tell you, oh, make sure you wear your sunscreen so you don't get melanomas. Well, it turns out that you get melanomas inside your body where there's no sun. And it could very well be that melanocyte toxicity may be the cause of, and it's very likely is the cause of melanomas, like toxicity is the cause of all cancers. There's also a relationship between melanoma and Parkinson's disease, and melanoma patients are 4 to 5 times more likely to have Parkinson's disease. And given the protective role of melanin, it makes perfect sense that increases in toxicity can overwhelm the system, leading to destruction of the substantia nigra and subsequent drops in dopamine produced in brain cells in this area, in the substantia nigra. Thus, toxicity is very likely related to Parkinson's disease, which should come as no surprise to anybody who listens to this program. Toxicity, of course, in the brain is usually, in fact, it's only the result of toxicity in the bloodstream. And by the way, you have something in your brain called that separates the brain from the blood called the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is a way that the body protects the brain from toxicity in the blood. But as we get sick and as we get old and as we get exposed to toxins in food, especially gluten, this blood-brain barrier can become leaky. Yes, you could have leaky brain disease, just like you have leaky gut disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Emily Threat will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. And we'll get your calls here in just a sec. We want to read a couple interesting stories. This is from the the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Does eating nuts improve male fertility? 106 healthy Spanish men consuming a Western-style diet were randomly assigned to consume 60 grams of nuts per day, 30 grams of walnuts, 15 grams each of almonds and hazelnuts, or no nuts, and it turns out, yes, indeed. Human male sperm count goes up when you eat nuts. How interesting is that? The results of the present study indicate that the inclusion of nuts in a Western-style diet can improve total sperm count and various parameters of sperm quality. These effects may be due in part to a reduction in the sperm DNA fragmentation. Now, nuts, you got to be a little bit careful with nuts. You don't want to eat your nuts roasted because the oils in nuts are readily oxidized. And a lot of people do have problems eating nuts. But if you can eat nuts, they're a great source of protein, they're a great source of vitamins, and as it turns out, if you're dealing with male fertility issues, you may want to consider enjoying walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts at the very least. Walnuts, by the way, are also very good for the brain, and walnuts also play a role in supporting healthy fats, great source of essential fatty acids. From the British Medical Journal, does a high fructose intake cause gout? Yes, indeed, it turns out. Gout is associated with uric acid. Hyperuricemia is the technical name. And it turns out that according to this study anyway, comparing the highest with the lowest categories of intake of fructose, hyperuricemia or gout was associated at a 95% confidence interval, which means very associated, with hyperuricemia or gout. Sugar-sweetened beverages and fruit juices are the major sources of dietary fructose in the standard American diet. Dried fruit is also a culprit. Dried fruit is one of, although it is, I have to say, dried fruit is not a great snack. It's not a great food, but it is a good source of iron and a good source of minerals. The problem with dried fruit is it's super, super, super concentrated in sugars. A lot of folks will notice when they enjoy apricots or raisins or dates or figs that they bloat or get gassy or even get loose stools. A lot of that has to do with something called SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is linked to ingestion of super concentrated sugars. Fruit juices can do the same thing. When it comes to gout, you're best off avoiding fruit juices. You're best off avoiding dried fruit, with the exception, perhaps, of cherry juice, because there is literature that suggests that cherry juice, or cherry extract at least, may be associated with a decrease in the number of gout attacks that people get. Cherries contain very concentrated, or cherry juice, I should say, contains very concentrated polyphenols that may be helpful for gout patients. Nonetheless, you're probably better off, if you have gout, you're probably better off not depending on cherry juice or not depending on fruit juice, but going low carbohydrate, especially ketogenic. Going ketogenic is probably the best strategy, dietary strategy, for dealing with gout attacks. And if you haven't had gout, oh my God, that is one miserable condition. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what Dorian has to say. Good morning, Dorian. What's going on?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, actually, yes. And I was considering things like kind of along the same lines as you.
Yeah.
Regarding, and that would be the actual cause of the COVID-related deaths.
The actual cause of COVID-related deaths is a sick body. That's
yes.
The cause. Your body's sick.
Yes.
Now, COVID is a blood disease. We talk about dirty blood all the time in this program, right? There's no,
yes.
All disease is cell disease, and there's no cell disease without dirty blood, or all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. So it makes perfect, I think I talked about this yesterday or the day before. COVID is a blood disease, and we have an epidemic in this country and probably around the world of dirty blood, largely because of the kinds of foods we eat. We are subsisting on foods that didn't exist 200 years ago. The human body, or even sometimes 50 years ago or 100 years ago, the human body cannot be expected to function optimally, and the blood cannot be expected to be clean if we're going to be ingesting 80% of the calories that we're ingesting come from processed foods, come from boxed foods, come from foods that are somehow not just processed, but ultra-processed. Today, we have ultra-processed foods. An ultra-processed food is a food that is made from processed food. So not only are we 80% of our calories coming from food that's processed, but a large percentage of that is coming from ultra-processed food, which is two steps removed from food. It's made itself from processed food. So, of course, we're going to have issues with dirty blood. We're ingesting super high concentrations of sugar. Sugar is a major blood toxin. So, of course, we're going to have issues with dirty blood. Then you add prescription drugs into the mix. You add cigarette smoke into the mix. You add environmental toxins into the mix. All of these contaminate the blood. And, of course, we're going to have issues with dirty blood. So COVID infections, viral infections, not just COVID, but viral infections can be expected to wreak havoc on the body. But COVID is especially problematic because it is a rheumatological, it's a blood disease. So if you already have issues with sugary blood or dirty blood or sticky, sludgy blood, of course you're going to have problems if you now add into the mix a viral infection that affects the blood. So best bet, if you want to protect yourself from viral infections, I don't even want to say the word, but, you know, the latest viral infection, clean the blood. Keep the blood clean by changing the way you eat, number one, by making sure you're exercising, number two. That supports the movement of blood. And then you can also add in chelating agents. Things like MSM sulfur is a chelating agent. N-acetylcysteine is a chelating agent. Vitamin C is one of the all-time great chelating agents. Selenium is a chelating agent. We talked to Lori McCullough a couple days ago, the fibro lady, and she cured herself of fibromyalgia largely by using zeolite, which is a wonderful chelating agent. Bentonite clay is a great chelating agent. So if you want to go all out, go to a chiropractor or physician who practices who does intravenous chelation and use EDTA intravenously. I have a friend who's a physician. He's in his 80s, and he's been getting chelation therapy every few months for 25 or 30 years, and he looks amazing. Chelation therapy, and that is real chelation therapy, where you get EDTA injected right into your bloodstream, is one of the all-time great longevity strategies. And movie stars and people who have incredible amounts of money or who just want to live a long life, or people whose income depends on how well they look or how good they look, they're all doing chelation therapy. And what is chelation therapy? It's keeping the blood clean. So, bottom line, keep your blood clean. All disease is cell disease. All cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. Keep the blood clean. Keep the cells healthy. Live a long life. Does that help, Dorian?
That helps.
Diane? All right, buddy. Be good. Have a great day. Good to talk to you. All right. Emily Threat will be with us, loving and living your way through grief. Grief is a really powerful, powerful precursor to illness and disease. There's actually a heart issue called broken heart syndrome, which is directly related to grief. We'll talk to Emily Threat about her book, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. In our next segment, you're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulations so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the next-generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
As the pandemic in the United States appears to be winding down with fewer new cases and deaths among Americans, some leaders are using what-if scenarios to dictate mandates in some parts of the country. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough tells Fox News his perspective of the COVID-19 response.
Well, what's really changed the calculus in the whole pandemic is early treatment for COVID-19. There's now 10 national telemedicine services, 15 regional services, 250 treating doctors across the United States. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has a home treatment guide. We're using multiple drugs in combination to reduce the spread of illness and reduce hospitalizations and deaths. So that's changed everything. Texas has been an early treatment state all the way through. We never closed down. We're in the middle of the pack in terms of cases and mortality, and we've moved on. Now, the overall approach to the pandemic, I think, has been way too much focused on masks and vaccines. Neither one of those helps sick patients with COVID-19. That's playing defense, and in my view, the big change was when we had the Senate hearings in November, we started playing offense.
Dr. McCullough explains the new FDA clear test.
Well, the T-cell technologies have dramatically improved. There's an FDA cleared test now that one can actually have the DNA from their T-cells extracted and tested to see if, in fact, there has been prior exposure to COVID-19 and inferred immunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine up. All 11 years of daily Brightside programs are up at brightsideben.com. If you want to review a program or if you want to review a special topic, go to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase Youngevity products at brightsideben.com as well as pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information all free on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Thus are going on 1,900 now, 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com
TrueSkinHealth.com for our True Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Emily Threat is the author of the book Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. She has a website of the same name, lovingandlivingyourwaythroughgrief.com. Grief is a plays a major role in poor health. Grieving takes its toll on the body in the form of cortisol, in the form of stress, which can affect the immune system and affect inflammatory responses. And I believe that a lot of us are dealing with subclinical grief, just the grief of being alive. Not to mention grieving from the loss of a loved one, which can be an extremely stressful condition and lead to extreme health issues as well. We talked about broken heart syndrome in the past. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Emily Threat. Hey, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you. So thank you, first of all, for motivating to write a book about grief, because I consider it to be one of the most underappreciated causes of physical illness. Tell us about your personal experience with grief and what motivated you to write the book.
Well, in my lifetime, I've lost most of my relatives and quite a few friends and two husbands. And when I lost the first of my husbands, I was not in a good place. It was very, very difficult to recover from. I was kind of trying to do it on my own and thinking I could just pull myself up by my bootstraps, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And I never thought I'd get married again, but I met a wonderful man and did get married again, and we lived a different kind of life to where we were living in the moment all the time and really appreciated each other. And they both ended up having the same illness. I both ended up taking care of them for about 2 years before they died. And when the second one, Ron, died, I thought, I have to do it differently this time. There's got to be a better way. And so I started writing. I'm a writer. I taught at the university level and writing for many years and written college textbooks. So writing seemed to be the right thing for me to do. And the more I wrote, the better I felt. So I started teaching other people how to write to deal with their grief, and they felt really good too. So I thought, I've got to spread this word more, and wrote this book, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief, where at the end of each of the 26 chapters, there's an active practice that they can do. I give them something that they can work on to help them move through their grief in a positive and loving way.
Would you say that writing is like a therapy of sorts?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you think that, when we think about grief, we think about, like, big things, people dying, husbands dying. But do you think we all have, like, a certain level of grief just from being alive?
Absolutely. We grieve over loss all the time. We don't always recognize that that's what we're doing. But you can grieve over not getting a job or losing a job. You can grieve over having your new car wrecked. You can grieve over a friend who just walks away from you and you don't get to see them anymore. So there's millions of things that you can grieve about, and you can choose to recognize that and deal with it positively, or you can kind of compound it until it becomes a real weight in your life.
Now, you talk about transforming grief into joy. What exactly does that mean? Can you actually turn grief, the feeling of grief, into joy, or is joy kind of something that replaces grief? Is it actually a transformation, or is it a replacement?
I think you could really look at it from either perspective. In my case, I feel like I really transformed it, because I was looking at grief the way it was and realizing it wasn't serving me, and I had to change how I was approaching it, change how I was feeling about it. And so in the process of transformation, it made it so that I look at everything differently. And so that really seems like a transformation to me.
So isn't there a fine line between avoiding grief or suppressing grief and transforming grief?
There's a line between them. But you either do one or the other, actually.
So you're not concerned that somebody would be, like, denying their grief? Or do you think grief has to be felt and experienced? Or do you think that grief is somehow counterproductive?
I don't think grief is counterproductive. I think grief is a natural process that we all go through because we all deal with loss multiple times in our lives. And if you kind of shut it down and try to ignore it, it gets harder to move on because there's something always there that's bothering you and you might not even recognize what it is.
In other words, there's a grief that if you try to suppress it, there's like a splinter in your mind kind of thing or a splinter in your heart kind of thing that you'll always feel?
That's a great way to express it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So do you think depression, when people are depressed, there's underlying grief?
That can get into splitting hairs that I'm not really trained to deal with that, but I think depression and grief can kind of go hand in hand. And the depression that a lot of people feel in grief is not a true depression. It's a different kind of depression. It's a circumstantial depression that you can deal with and move on, where you can be clinically depressed and be grieving at the same time, but that's different than the kind of natural depression that comes along with grief that can be dealt with on your own.
So you teach people how to deal with grief, correct?
Yes.
And what would be the first thing you would do if somebody came to you and they were grieving?
When somebody comes to me grieving, the first thing I do is listen to them. One of the hardest things with grief is nobody wants to hear about it. They'll say something like, I'm sorry for your loss and can we go out for lunch now? You know, people don't want to hear things. And
so grieving people don't get listened. Grieving people don't get listened to. You think?
That's right.
All right, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. Emily Threat is with us. That's Threatt. Her book is Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. More with Emily Threat on The Bright Side right after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Emily Threat. Her book is Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. Website, same name, lovingandlivingyourwaythroughgrief.com. Before we went to break, Emily, you were talking about this idea of grieving people don't get listened to, which I find very interesting. What is the relationship exactly between being heard and grieving?
I think when you're heard, it makes it easier to process. Because if you don't feel heard, for instance, some people will be grieving and really want to talk to somebody or really want to express what they're feeling, and nobody wants to listen to it because maybe they're grieving too, and you remind them of their loss, and they're not at a point where they want to deal with it. So if you're not heard, then you just keep kind of holding on to it and hanging on, and you really need to express your grief.
I wonder if that's why journaling is so important.
Oh, journaling is really wonderful, and you can find one of the things about this being listened to and being able to deal with it that comes through in journaling is there's only so many times that you'll keep saying the same thing in your journal before you start changing it. Because you don't need to say it anymore. You don't need to hear it anymore. And so you can start writing about something else. And especially if you don't have somebody to talk to, journaling is even more important to be able to just write, express exactly what you're feeling and what you're dealing with and what you need to do to feel better.
That's probably true about life in general, even if you're not grieving, correct?
Absolutely. I highly recommend journaling every day for everybody.
Okay, so what about pre-grief? Like if somebody is going to be losing somebody and they're preparing to grieve?
That's something that generally does happen if you know somebody's in the process of dying. If you don't know, if it's a sudden death, you don't usually have pre-grief. But when somebody starts this process and you can see that it's happening, the pre-grief, while you're still staying connected to that person, probably right up until the moment of their death, you're in a way easing your path because you know that it's coming and you can make the most of your time with the person. When you do this and show them your appreciation, show them your love, demonstrate it, listen to them, and just be there for them can make a huge difference for both of you.
Do people who are actually in the dying process have grief?
A lot of times, yeah. A lot of times they'll have denial and not really realize that they're in the dying process because they, you know, they're alive now and they just can't envision dying. So in a case like that, it's harder for them. Some people are just not ready to go, and they've got so many things they wanted to do before they were gone, and they can really have a big problem with pre-grief there, where somebody like my husband Ron was ready to go. We'd said everything that needed to be said. He'd done everything he wanted to do in his life, and he was perfectly comfortable with going, and that kind of made it easier for the people around him. Not that he was trying to make it easier, but it did kind of make it easier because he was comfortable with it.
Is there a relationship between regret and grief?
Sometimes, if you're in a position where you feel like you didn't do all you could have done, you didn't say all you wanted to say, that somehow your relationship was incomplete, you didn't get to say that one last thing, or you didn't get to ask that one last question, then you can have regret over things like that. But you also can feel like, as I just mentioned with Ron, that you've said all you needed to say and you don't really have a need for regret.
Is all things you're talking about seem to be like they're mental. Is there anything physical you can do to deal with grief?
Yes, absolutely. Take care of yourself. That's one of the big things that people don't necessarily recognize with grief, because it's real easy to just shut down and not do anything, not move, sleep a lot, not exercise, not eat well. A lot of people either eat everything inside or they don't eat anything at all, and as a result they gain lots of weight or they lose lots of weight, and they become out of sync with their body, and they aren't healthy. So there's a big relationship between grief and health and what you do with your body. So it's very important to be aware of that and to take good care of yourself always.
Do you ever talk to people who are medicalizing their grief?
Sometimes, and usually I encourage them to speak to their physician, because people can actually kind of create their own illnesses and do need to be dealt with. And I always try to be positive with them and not negate what they're feeling, but maybe recommend things like eating well, getting exercise, getting adequate sleep, and doing that sort of thing to take care of themselves and see if that helps make them feel better.
Do you deal mostly with grievers or with people helping grievers?
I deal mostly with people who are grieving, and grieving anything, any kind of loss.
So I noticed you have classes. So you actually have classes where you teach people how to grieve effectively or how to get out of grieving? What exactly?
I don't actually teach them how to grieve, but I teach them how to deal with their grief. And that's like those practices I talked about in the book. There's all kinds of different things that you can do to, and if you focus on one thing at a time, then you can actually feel progress. And nobody gets over grief, but dealing with it helps you get through it in a way where you can be positive. You can experience love. I base everything on love.
What is the relationship between love and grief? What is the relationship between love and grief?
Love and grief, a lot of times people hate the world, maybe hate God, maybe hate the doctor who they felt caused the problem, whatever it is, hate the driver who caused the accident. That's not helping anybody. But when you can love, starting with loving yourself and feeling really good about love, then you can kind of start to breathe again and start to see things with different eyes, that life is still going on as much as we sometimes feel like our life stopped when somebody dies. That when you recognize that there is still good in the world, when you hear a baby laugh or see puppies or that sort of a thing, you can feel that there is still things to be happy about. And the more you see, the more you feel, the more experience, the better it gets.
Do you think grieving is a skill?
I'm not sure that I'd call it a skill. I think some people have a better handle on it, where other people just don't have a clue what to do or how to start.
All right, so somebody's grieving right now, listening to this program. One thing that they can do, aside from, you said journaling, you said talking to somebody, aside from just expressing it, what is one thing somebody can do to help them deal with grief?
The very best thing, I think, is to take care of themselves. Because if you're not physically taking care of yourself, your body reacts to it, and then you've got your body to take care of, and it's compounding. It keeps getting worse instead of getting better. But if you take good care of yourself, and that's something as simple as taking a hot shower, keeping clean, washing your hair. Sometimes that's a challenge for somebody who's in deep grief. But eating healthy food.
So when you say taking care of yourself, you mean indulging the physical body, giving the physical body what it needs. That's what you mean by taking care of yourself?
Both the physical body and your mental self, and taking care of your mind. See positive things, see things in a positive way. Like if you're going to binge watch something on TV, watch something that's uplifting and happy instead of watching sad, very depressing things. Because if you get into that sad loop, it just gets bigger and bigger. Where if something like my aunt who died had it was quite a while ago, and she loved the movie Patch Adams because it made her smile and laugh, and she watched that movie every day,
and it
made all the difference in the world in how she was dealing with what she was going through.
I love it. I love laughter. That's got to be the last word. Thank you so much, Emily, and thank you for what you're doing. Emily Thoreau Threat, her book is Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side, Emily. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Emily Threat, Loving and Living Your Way Through Grief, and her website, lovingandlivingyourwaythroughgrief.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. That's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.